Hello?
Hi, is this Dave?
Dave speaking.
Dave, hi, my name is Chris Devine. I'm calling from Lawn Care today. You had submitted a online application earlier today, I believe, on our website, trying to get in touch with us.
Sure, Chris. I'm not sure if you were able to read my inquiry. I'm actually a software engineering student at Harvard University, and I'm doing an independent research project on the lawn care industry. I'm wondering if there's anyone available maybe sometime this week
Hello?
to bounce a few. Oh, yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Chris. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you better now. Yeah,
Sorry
hi.
about that. Just a phone
Yes, it is.
adjustment. Essentially, I was looking if there was somebody at the company I could bounce a few questions off of. Looking to sort of understand the industry a bit better, and sort of the day-to-day processes of the business, and see if maybe software is a solution somewhere.
Sure. So yes, I actually know a good friend of mine who is in the process right now of his name is Ye Diab, and he's in the process of creating actually an online software. He was in the lawn care and snow plowing industry himself, but now he's moving on to create this online marketplace. It's kind of Uber for lawn care service in the industry, and he's going online to create the software that can let a customer just instantly add themselves to any landscaper's route that he has around their area, and see actually where he is in the process before he gets to their house. On a map, if you can kind of get what I'm saying. A friend of mine, he might know a little more about this than I would. I can help you any way I can, but he's actually in the process as well of making a software for the lawn care industry.
Sure. I don't suppose you could lend me his contact information.
Sure. Let me just run it by him before I give out his number. He's hesitant to give it out to people he doesn't know. So let me just run it by him first, and then I'll give you a call back.
Great. So you can give me a call back at this number, or and you also have my email, I believe. So either one of those works.
Okay. All right. I will. And I can help you. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask me right now? I'll try to help the best I can. Is
Sure,
there anything
sure.
else?
Sure, Chris. So I might throw a few questions at you if you have some time. Again, I don't want to take up. I know it's already, I think, about 5 p.m.
Right.
So essentially, if I could just get right to it, are you currently, using any software for your business? And if not, maybe what are some of the kind of very difficult problems that you deal with day to day where you think it would be nice to have something like that?
Okay, so currently we're not using any software for our business. Software that I think would benefit us a lot. This is especially in the snow plowing business, which most lawn care companies also do plowing during the winter, at least here in Massachusetts. Would be a software that lets the customer track down where they would be. One of the biggest problems is our customers keep calling us, where are you? We need you to clean our driveway. We're leaving it. So software that could let the plower, let the or let the company check in to every house that he's at until he gets to that customer's house. So in other words, let the customer see his whole route and where he is on the route and how long it would take him to get their house, something along that line.
Sure.
That would save the customer, all the worrying about, but what if he doesn't come? What if
Right,
I need
right.
him here
So,
30
for
minutes.
example, for example, if you order a pizza, sometimes Domino's has that thing where they tell you, hey, your pizza's in the oven, and hey, we're putting the toppings on it, and kind of just telling you where it is so you know when it's coming. So now with the lawn care industry, when the people go out, they have a route, and I'm guessing you go to a couple different places all at once. They'll take different amounts of time, and the customers are not exactly sure when you're going to get to them.
Right. Exactly along the lines of the like you mentioned, the Domino's system, how they have that, something like that, except for the lawn care and snowplow industry, kind of customized to fit to what we
Right.
do.
And do the customers have an expectation of what time you're going to get to them, or is it just kind of, hey, we'll get to you when we get to you?
Right. So at least from my company, we do have. Our customers do expect us to get to their house early enough, I'd say before 9 a.m., so that they can get out in time for work if they need to, or in case of an emergency. What we do is we do know our customers. We have a lot of customers in Massachusetts. We cover a huge range, through Boston all the way down. Out west and down to Dover, out to Wayland and all that area. But we do get to know our customers a little bit, and for our customers that elderly customers that maybe the wife is expecting a child or something like that, they do get priority in a case of emergency.
Sure.
So that just for safety and also because we care about our customers, but also for their safety, for liability reasons as well. They do get priority in case of an emergency. So we do have a route that we stick to, but we can, get sidetracked as well. We try not to do that, but it does happen.
Sure, things happen, and in the case where maybe priorities change or a job takes longer than you thought it would, and maybe you're going to get to customers later than you expected, does this ever result in you losing customers, or mostly just you get to them later and maybe there's a few complaints?
We generally don't lose customers that easily. I mean, a customer, you have to do something pretty bad for a customer to leave you. On those cases that we are late to servicing them, we'll give them a 10% discount or something like that to, make them feel a little better.
Right.
They're usually not that mad about it. But we do try to, make up for it the best we can.
Sure. So it's
Yeah, I
just in
mean,
general
we've
improving customer
right.
service and keeping everyone happy and, maybe not have to give out a few discounts every now and then.
Right. And we've never any poor service. It's never happened, so I can't speak on that account. But we do try to give out, financial discounts or whatnot if we are late.
Sure, I understand. And let's just hypothetically, if I had an application or some sort of program that kind of did exactly what you were saying, is this something you would be interested in paying for, or is it just, hey, if it's there, that's great. If not, no worries.
I would. I think it would definitely benefit everyone in the industry if that was available. I know a lot of people, other business owners, in our industry who. That's a good question. I think I would pay for that. I would pay for something like that. For both my benefit and to help out the customers, I do think that would attract more a broader range of clients for us if they know that they can track us instantly, see where we are on our route and all that. So I do think that would help us business wise, and I would pay for that. Would the majority of people, business owners in my industry, pay for that? I'm not sure. I know some people who who run their business, you know, with tons of different software that they think helps them a lot. And I know other people that don't use any software to run their business. So it all depends.
Sure. And the last thing is, you know, you mentioned you maybe you know some other business owners in your industry. Is it possible to get some other referrals from you? I know, you know, maybe you'd like to ask their permission, but you know, if there's anyone else I could talk to, it'd be great.
Sure. Absolutely. And you're just looking for the lawn care industry, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, lawn care and snow plow.
Right.
I don't know if those always go hand in hand because of the seasonality or they're separate.
Yeah, they usually do go hand in hand. Just on the lawn care off season, that's when, you know, the winter time, and that the companies need to continue making money. So they resort to plowing, and then once the winter ends, they go back to lawn care. So that usually is hand in hand. I mean, there are companies that only do one or the other, but most of them do both.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, you know, Chris, if you get a chance, and you can just, you know, wrap that all into one email or so, maybe a couple other people to reach out to, and that software engineer, you know, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. No, but let me know if you have any other questions. And is this question for you now? Is this a project you're working on at Harvard, or is this?
Well, this is an independent project, so you know, it's something I'm actually doing in my own spare time. And you know, if I find that maybe there is a problem in the industry that you know a lot of the business owners are expressing kind of a need for, you know, I would potentially look to propose a solution for you and maybe create, you know, the thing that would help. What I'd like to do is kind of hear from some other people and say, hey, yes, I would like something like this. And of course, you know, yes, I you know, I would be able to pay a little something, you know, something for it, and you know, kind of take it from there.
All right. Well, sounds like a great idea, great project for you. You know, best of luck to you in that, and I'll definitely send you the email with a list of some other business people I know in the industry.
Thanks, Chris. Looking forward to it. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.